Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Les Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. And welcome to radio.electromusic.com. The show's about to begin, but before we get into it, let's hear a song by Antimon called Snowflake 4. Everybody, and welcome once again to another episode of the Les Hall Show. That was Snowflake 4 by Antimon. And we are live on radio.electromusic.com. We almost didn't have a show today. I was sleeping. I took some Xanax to get some sleep, which is legally prescribed to me, just for that reason. And I have not been around for the past week. I've become addicted to a game called Second Life. It's a really good game. In fact, it's more than a game. It's a 3D virtual reality environment, and you can do anything you want in there. You can meet people, you can go to clubs, you can fly, you can swim, you can walk around, you can build stuff, you can program, you can do all kind of stuff in Second Life, and that's what I've been doing. So I haven't gathered any new music for the show, so we're going to do a best of sort of show. Play some tunes that are some of my favorites that I've played in the past and really enjoy them. And let's see here. Let me scroll down. I've got three songs by a fellow named Andy Sharp, who goes as Uncle Crunkus on the show, on the forum. And I'm going to play those three songs. The first one is called Dark Army, and here it is.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Dark Army by Andy Sharp. And next up is a song called Al-Kadim, which was named after a Dungeons & Dragons module that Andy was playing with his friends. And I think the song is kind of fitting for that. Here it goes. Thank you. Kadeem by Andy Sharp. And we have one more song by Andy Sharp. This song is called Bliss Master. It's a love song, and I don't normally play it because Jan got tired of hearing it. We used to have the game show, and he would gong this song anytime I played it to get me to stop playing it because he was sick of hearing it. But I hadn't played it in weeks and weeks, or months and months, actually. So here goes. Bliss Master, a very beautiful song. Listen to the words.
Hush now, my love.
Bliss, or Bliss Master by Andy Sharp. Well, I thought I would talk a little bit about this game or virtual environment called Second Life that I've become obsessed with in the past week. Let's see, I don't know where to begin with it. When you first start the game, you're given an avatar, which is a person. You can choose male or female. And the person is given some default clothing. And the first thing you do is you go to a few beginner places like Help Island, and where you can ask questions about how to use the user interface. And you can go shopping and get yourself some free clothes, or if you put some money into the game, like give them $5 or $10, they'll give you this virtual money that you can spend on objects. Dr. Offset in the chat room says, yes, Les is hooked on Second Life. Yeah, I'm temporarily addicted to it. And one of the things you do is you run into people and you make them your friends. And once you friend them, they appear on your list of friends. You can tell when they're online. You can chat with them. You can offer to teleport them to your location. And that's one of the ways you get around in Second Life, is you teleport. And you can go to clubs. You can go to nightclubs. If you age verify as an adult, you can go to mature themed clubs, much like the kind of clubs you can go to in real life. And the thing I like to do is build. You can build objects using a set of 3D tools with basic primitive shapes and textures and things like that. You can make your own textures and load them in, and stuff like that. Maybe I'll talk about it more on later on the show. But first, here's a song called Float 2 by Mel, by Midi Mel. Thank you. By Midi Mel. Another thing you can do in Second Life is you can rent land. It takes a minimum of $5 a month to do this in US dollars. And the reason for that is you're actually paying for hard drive space and disk network bandwidth because they have to provide those resources for you. And if you do rent land, you can build on it. You can build a building. You can build furniture. You can build all sorts of things. And you can also connect a internet radio station to your land. So I was thinking of renting some land in Second Life. Just that minimum small little $5 a month package, and putting the electromusic.com radio site on the land in Second Life so that people could listen to it if they like. I thought that would be an interesting thing to do. And when you're building, there is a scripting language called Linden Scripting Language, which enables you to program actions and activities into the objects. And I've just gotten started learning how to program in that language. And I made a hat that displays the local chat of what people type in. Actually, most of the time you communicate using voice chat, which is another really nice feature of the game. You can voice chat with your friends instead of text-only chatting, but it also has the text chat, and the hat displays the text chat above my head when I wear the hat, which is a little bit dangerous because of the potential for abuse. Someone could type in something ridiculous in there and it would get displayed above my head, but it was kind of a cute angle, something to do, you know, for a little beginner program. Alrighty, next up, I have a beautiful song created by our very own Carlo Serafini called Chameleons in the Sun. Thank you. Chameleons in the Sun by Carlo Serafini. Very nice song. And another thing you can do in Second Life is you can operate vehicles. Haven't seen any boats, but you can drive cars. You can fly helicopters, airplanes, spaceships. And I've heard that you can do shooting games if you go to the right place. I haven't done that myself. And you can play water sports, things like ride a jet ski or go water skiing. Pretty much anything you can do in real life, you can do in Second Life. And it's a huge virtual world. You'll never see it all. You just see a tiny fraction of it. And so, anyway, enough about that. I'd like to play for you a song by Howard Moskowitz, the founder of electromusic.com. And he wrote a song that we can all sympathize with. We all have this notion about the wonderful community that we have here at electromusic.com. The song is called Electro Music Makes Me Sing. Here we go. Thank you. And now for something completely different. Someone gave me an album called Extended Loss by an artist named Ruin. It's tagged as a post-industrial genre. And it has a lot of machinery sounds, but the machinery sounds are rhythmic, just like music, so it's very interesting. My favorite song on the album is called Massive Blocks of Concrete. So just think of huge blocks of concrete and the machinery that must be involved in making them when you listen to this song. It's really cool. Massive Blocks of Concrete. Massive Blocks of Concrete. And since we heard that one, why not a few more from the Ruin performer on the Extended Loss album? Here is Ethereal. Ethereal from the Extended Loss album. And I thought we would finish up today with a song called Open Field by Sebastian Arnold. He's the mad scientist drummer. Here's a good one. And that'll do it for the show, everybody. Thank you for listening. Next up is Shane, and that does it. Thank you for listening. So long, everybody.